This is the reading for June 24th. Job chapter 25. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered, God rules and must be honored. He set up order in his high heaven. No one can count God's armies. His light shines on all people. So no one can be good in the presence of God, and no one born to a woman can be pure. Even the moon is not bright, and the stars are not pure in his eyes. People are much less. They are like insects. They are only worms. 1 Chronicles chapter 7. Issachar had four sons, Tola, Puah, Jashub, and Shimron. Tola's sons were Uzzi, Rephai, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Samuel, and they were leaders of their families. In the family history of Tola's descendants, 22,600 men were listed as fighting men during the time David was king. Uzzi's son was Izrahiah. Izrahiah's sons were Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ashiah. All five of them were leaders. Their family history shows they had 36,000 men ready to serve in the army because they had many wives and children. The records of the family groups of Issachar show there were 87,000 fighting men. Benjamin had three sons, Bela, Becher, and Jediel. Bela had five sons, Esbon, Uzzi, Uzziel, Jeremoth, and Iri, and they were leaders of their families. Their family history shows they had 22,034 fighting men. Becher's sons were Zemira, Joash, Eleazar, Elionai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijai, Anathoth, and Alameth. They all were Becher's sons. Their family history listed the family leaders and 20,200 fighting men. Jediel's son was Bilhan. Bilhan's sons were Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kananah, Zethan, Tarshish, and Asa Sharhar. All these sons of Jediel were leaders of their families. They had 17,200 fighting men ready to serve in the army. The Shuphites and Huppites were descendants of Ur, and the Hushites were descendants of Ahur. Naphtali's sons were Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shalem. They were Bilhah's grandsons. These are Manasseh's descendants. Manasseh had an Aramean slave woman who was the mother of Asriel and Machir. Machir was Gilead's father. Machir took a wife from the Huppites and Shuppites. His sister was named Makah. His second son was named Zelophehad, and he had only daughters. Machir's wife Makah had a son whom she named Peresh. Peresh's brother was named Sheresh. Sheresh's sons were Ulam and Rakam. Ulam's sons were Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, who was the son of Machir. Machir was Manasseh's son. Machir's sister, Hamoleketh, gave birth to Ishdod, Abiezar, and Malah, the sons of Shammai. This is the reading for June 24th. Job chapter 25. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered, God rules and must be honored. He set up order in his high heaven. No one can count God's armies. His light shines on all people. So no one can be good in the presence of God, and no one born to a woman can be pure. Even the moon is not bright, and the stars are not pure in his eyes. People are much less. They are like insects. They are only worms. 1 Chronicles chapter 7. Issachar had four sons, Tola, Puah, Jashub, and Shimron. Tola's sons were Uzzi, Rephai, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Samuel, and they were leaders of their families. In the family history of Tola's descendants, 22,600 men were listed as fighting men during the time David was king. Uzzi's son was Izrahiah. Izrahiah's sons were Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ashiah. All five of them were leaders. Their family history shows they had 36,000 men ready to serve in the army because they had many wives and children. The records of the family groups of Issachar show there were 87,000 fighting men. Benjamin had three sons, Bela, Becher, and Jediel. Bela had five sons, Esbon, Uzzi, Uzziel, Jeremoth, and Eri, and they were leaders of their families. Their family history shows they had 22,034 fighting men. Becher's sons were Zemira, Joash, Eleazar, Elionai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijai, Anathoth, and Alameth. They all were Becher's sons. Their family history listed the family leaders and 20,200 fighting men. Jediel's son was Bilhan. Bilhan's sons were Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kenanah, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ashasharhar. All these sons of Jediel were leaders of their families. They had 17,200 fighting men ready to serve in the army. The Shuphites and Huppites were descendants of Ur, and the Hushites were descendants of Ahur. Naphtali's sons were Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shalem. They were Bilhah's grandsons. These are Manasseh's descendants. Manasseh had an Aramean slave woman who was the mother of Asriel and Machir. Machir was Gilead's father. Machir took a wife from the Huppites and Shuppites. His sister was named Makah. His second son was named Zelophehad, and he had only daughters. Machir's wife Makah had a son whom she named Peresh. Peresh's brother was named Sheresh. Sheresh's sons were Ulam and Rakem. Ulam's sons were Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, who was the son of Machir. Machir was Manasseh's son. Machir's sister, Hamoleketh, gave birth to Ishdod, Abiezar, and Mahlah, the sons of Shemaiah. They were forced to move to Manahath. Ehud's descendants were Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera. Gera forced them to leave. He was the father of Uzzah and Ahihud. Sheraham and his wife Husham had sons named Abitab and Elpael. In Moab, Shaharaim divorced his wives Husham and Bera. Shaharaim and his wife Hadesh had these sons, Jobab, Zibiah, Mesha, Malcolm, Jeuz, Sekiah, and Mirmah. They were the leaders of their families. Elpael's sons were Eber, Mishaim, Shemed, Mariah, and Shema. Shemed built the towns of Ono and Lod and the villages around them. Mariah and Shema were leaders of the families living in Ajalon, and they forced out the people who lived in Gath. Mariah's sons were Ahio, Sheshach, Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpah, and Johan. Elpael's sons were Zebediah, Meshulam, Hizki, Heber, Ishmerai, Izliah, and Jobab. Shimei's sons were Jacob, Zikri, Zabdi, Elanai, Zelathai, Eliel, Adiah, Bariah, and Shimrath. Shishak's sons were Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Athathajai, Ephidiah, and Penuel. Jeroram's sons were Shamsherai, Shehariah, Athaliah, Jeshiah, Elijah, and Zikri. The family history show that all these men were leaders of their families and lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel lived in the town of Gibeon, where he was the leader. His wife was named Maacah. Jeiel's first son was Abdon. His other sons were Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zeker, and Mikloth. Mikloth was the father of Shemaiah. These sons also lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish. Kish was the father of Saul. And Saul was the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. Jonathan's son was Merab-Baal, who was the father of Micah. Micah's sons were Pithon, Melech, Tereah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jehoiada. Jehoiada was the father of Alemeth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri was the father of Mozah. Mozah was the father of Paneah. Rapha was Benaiah's son. Eleasah was Rapha's son. And Azel was Eleasah's son. Azel had six sons, Azrikam, Bakeru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. all these were Azel's son. Azel's brother was Eshek. Eshek's first son was Ulam. His second was Jeuz, and Eliphelet was his third. Ulam's sons were mighty warriors and good archers. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 of them in all. All these men were Benjamin's descendants.